Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. 11 fishermen from two boats are safe after separate incidents around Kodiak Island. The first incident involved the vessel Kimberly, homeported in Juneau, which ran aground at Portage Bay Tuesday night. The second involved the Heritage, which sank south of Kodiak Island yesterday morning. Coast Guard spokeswoman Charlie Hingen says weather delayed rescue of the Kimberly's crew Tuesday night. Helicopter crews headed to the vessel yesterday morning were diverted for a mayday call from the Heritage. Five Heritage crewmen were rescued by a tug from a life raft, and two others in the water were brought aboard the helicopter. The helicopter crew then returned to the Kimberly after the rescue. Hingen says the Kimberly's four crew members were hypothermic and taken to Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center. Their current condition is unknown. No cause has been released for either incident. Sea ice may be encroaching on the central Bering Sea and threatening the crab fishery there. The Bering Sea Fishermen's Association says the situation is threatening to stop the important fishery at the peak of the season. The fishery was expected to net 80 million pounds this year, but now crabbing boats are retrieving their pots or sitting in Dutch Harbor. Karen Gillis, the association's executive director, says there has not been a natural event like this in 20 years. She says it could have a devastating effect on crabbers trying to make a living off of the fishery. The president of the National Congress of American Indians says the federal government should be more flexible in its relationship with tribal governments. Jefferson Keel, lieutenant governor of the Chickasaw Nation, made the remarks today while delivering the State of Indian Nations address in Washington, D.C. Keel says the government should put more decision-making power in the hands of tribes. He says tribal governments have proven they have the capacity to grow their economies, educate their people, and manage their resources. Keel says giving tribal governments more authority will remove barriers that cost jobs and opportunity. Juneau police report making a drug bust inside the Glory Hole homeless shelter Tuesday afternoon. 61-year-old Stephen Dabney, listed as a staffer at the shelter as a night manager, was arrested on Tuesday, charged with a single felony count of misconduct involving a controlled substance and lodged at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. Dabney's first court appearance was yesterday afternoon. Officers with Juneau Police, Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs, and FBI and Postal Service intercepted a package that allegedly contained 1 ounce of heroin. They made a controlled delivery of the package at the shelter, and Dabney was arrested. And a former U.S. Army Corps of Engineers employee has agreed to plead guilty in what prosecutors called one of the largest government contracting fraud cases. Court papers show that Michael A. Alexander plans to plead guilty to bribery and conspiracy to launder money. Alexander and three other men, including another Army Corps of Engineers employee, were indicted in October on charges of participating in a bribery and kickback scheme in the awarding of $20 million in government contracts. The other men have pled not guilty. Forecast for the capital city calls for some snow showers for today and tomorrow, and some rain and snow likely for most of this weekend. Temperatures in the high 20s to mid 30s.